This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein continues from the popular Journey to Zion DVD teaching series. This segment is titled Jewish Groups of the First Century. And we join Rabbi Eckstein as he speaks to an audience at the Family Christian Center in Munster, Indiana.
So they would have observed in James' group the law. They would have been circumcised. They would have observed the Sabbath. They would have observed the kosher dietary laws. There was a second group, and that was under Paul. Paul said that the law is no longer salvific. What does that mean, it's not salvific? That means that you don't have to observe the law anymore in order to be saved. Jesus came, fulfilled the law, and now faith alone can bring you salvation. So it's very possible that Paul had a two-track system. Paul said, for the Jews who are already part of the movement, you can continue to observe the circumcision and the kosher laws and Sabbath, etc. But if you are a Gentile, you don't have to do what James was demanding of them to do. How many Gentiles do you think wanted to join a movement where you had to undergo circumcision?
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Learn more about the Land of Israel and the Jewish faith with our free educational resource, Limud. More information is available at holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca.